Press record. So today's Friday the 17th of November 2023. We're in Fun at the Flare in Cardigan. My name is Paul Hunt, and could you introduce yourself?
I'm Sian Jones, volunteer with Mencap Cardigan.
So Sian, what's your connection to Mencap Cardigan?
Came across Mencap Cardigan when I supported people with learning difficulties around 6 years ago. I supported a couple of individuals to attend the Gateway evenings, and amazing, finally somewhere to socialise locally, just a stone throw away in Newcastle Emlyn. And it was a nice place to socialise and get together. Hmm.
What made you volunteer in the first place?
Well, I left that job, and I didn't really do anything with Mencap Cardigan for at least a year, because I was always working. Then I got Wednesday evenings off and started just calling down, saying hello to everybody, seeing the people I used to support as well. And then decided I'd speak to Jan and ended up volunteering. And it's now been coming up to 4 years being a volunteer.
Mm. What made you want to work with people with a learning disability in the first place when you had that first job?
They're so much fun, always so positive, and I enjoy supporting people and helping them out, making sure they have a good time.
Was that the first time you'd ever met someone with a learning disability?
Yes, back when I had my support worker's job.
What were your perceptions of people with a learning disability before you started?
Honestly, I don't think I really had any. They're the same as everybody else, the same outlook on life. As I said, everyone's so positive and they enjoy.
So, when you started then volunteering at Mencap Cardigan, what kind of activities did you help out with?
I started volunteering just in the Gateway clubs. So it was bingo, used to do quizzes, we played games. Discos, they all love a disco, know how to party. And then it sort of emerged into quite a lot more with the swimming clubs that we do, the Sunday lunch clubs I support with, the dinners and discos. So yeah, it sort of evolved into something quite big.
And how many other volunteers are there?
There's a few of us. There's about, gosh, 4 or 5. Always after more people as well, volunteering.
And do you work as well?
I do. I'm a full-time team leader with a mental health home.
And do they complement each other, those two roles?
Yes and no. No, everyone suffers with mental health. And I think as well, with the person with learning difficulties, I think mental health is a big thing as well. So it's always nice to have those two. I've got experience in both then.
What would you say the best thing is about volunteering at Mencap Cardigan?
Number one, supporting them, watching them have a nice time, watching them enjoy themselves. Especially like when we do the Gateway and the Three Compasses, Newcastle Emlyn, the locals get involved. They don't mind anybody being there. They get involved, they join in. Everybody knows each other now, so it's nice to see a community coming together. And I always say, like, if you've had a bad day or you're tired, going to a Mencap event always makes you happy at the end of it. Always.
How has your role as a volunteer changed over the years you've been doing it?
It's gotten a lot busier. A lot busier. We're doing a lot more. Like I said, when I first started, I was just involved in the Gateway on a Wednesday night. And then when I took on this new role, I was having evenings off so I could attend like the Monday nights and support. And support on a Friday night in Aberaeron. And the weekends, and we do swimming clubs. So yeah, it's gotten a lot busier. We're doing a lot more.
Has it changed you as a person?
Definitely. consider myself quite a positive person, quite patient, and I think you need a lot of patience, especially when like it's a busy night, trying to make sure everyone's okay, going around asking if everyone's okay, seeing what they need. So yeah, I definitely say it's made me more of a patient person.
What impact do you think COVID had on the members of Mencap Ceredigion, but also yourself as a volunteer?
It impacted a lot. I mean, no one could leave the house, weren't socialising anymore. Everything came to a stop. Mencap Ceredigion didn't come to a stop, though, because they were doing things online, via Zoom, quizzes, which I know helped a lot of people during COVID. Didn't feel so alone anymore. For me, I think mainly I still went to work because I was frontline. So it was just about going back and forward to work and then catching up with Jan and everyone in Mencap Ceredigion when I could. And then, yeah, so I missed not seeing everybody and joining in, but joined in when I could then over Zoom and doing the quizzes and stuff.
And could you see any change in any of the members of Mencap Ceredigion during COVID?
I think for me it was more after COVID, not seeing some people come back because they were too scared to come out, thinking that, you know, they were still going to catch COVID. Especially when we had like the Mencap dinners and discos, some people didn't want to come. It was a big space, big area. So yeah, I think it affected some people in that respect.
Who are the other volunteers?
We've got Dylan, Louise. We've had a new gentleman start with us called Dion. Carl. Trying to think. We had Peter Sharplin, but he works full time as well, but comes to help out when he can. Oh yeah, Anita. Trying to think. And Bethan. So yeah, there is a fair few of us.
And do all the volunteers have a connection to learning disability prior to joining Mencap Ceredigion?
Yeah, I think mostly, yeah. We all carry different strengths and weaknesses. We work very well as a team as well. Very well.
Are you there to support each other?
Yeah. And, you know, if you ever need help or anything, you can just ask. I mean, I've got my strengths and weaknesses. And if I'm struggling with something, I'll ask Dylan, you know, can you help out doing this? Yeah, we've done a lot of fundraising as well. I've just fundraised in September, walked 150 miles and raised over £1,000 for Mencap Ceredigion.
Well done.
Yeah.
Was that over the month? Or
over the month.
Did you like walk around your local area or?
Did it in bits and pieces and like mapped my walk and how many steps I did. And then we had a fundraising day outside the Three Compasses, Nicholas Lemlin, where I did 14 miles on a treadmill on the hottest day. But that was good. And it was nice because a lot of people came up and asked, you know, well, what is Mencap Ceredigion? And we were able then to explain.
What other kind of fundraising activities do you take part in?
We do a lot of, we've got donation boxes around the place, so, you know, we go and collect those. Myself and Dylan now are working together to try and get, do another fundraiser like I did, but get more people involved, not just one person. I'd like to do a spin-a-thon to try and raise some money. And what's nice about it is all the money raised goes straight back to the members of Mencap Ceredigion.
And how important is that fundraised income to
Very
an organisation?
Very important, because it's what we rely on to keep doing what we're doing.
And you refer to Mencap Ceredigion now as we, rather than separate things. Do you really feel like part of?
Oh, definitely. We are one big family. I don't think I could ever just say it was Mencap Ceredigion. Definitely one big family.
Do you think you'll always volunteer with Mencap Ceredigion?
I plan on doing so. Don't think I ever want to leave being a volunteer.
And how has your relationship with Beth and Jan changed in the last few years?
Well, changed an awful lot. last year, I went to school with Dylan, but last year then me and Dylan started going out. Mm-hmm. So I've become much closer to Jan and Bethan now. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm. So Mencap Ceredigion, the reason you and Dylan are together.
It is indeed, yeah. It was a love match. There is a lot of that. Happens a lot with Mencap.
So when you were, you mentioned you were in school with Dylan. Were you always aware of Bethan and Jan and their connection to Mencap Ceredigion?
No, it was only until I started supporting in Newcastle Emlyn then as a support worker that I knew anything about them. Mm. And was amazed then at the hard work they do and the hard work they put in. And I know that now. After becoming a volunteer. There's a lot that goes into it.
Do you speak Welsh?
I do, fluent.
How important is the Welsh language to Mencap Ceredigion?
I'd say very important. We're bilingual. Some members speak Welsh, some members don't. To the Welsh-speaking members, I'll speak Welsh to them. Mm-hmm. And for the English, English. But, I mean, I'll go up to somebody that doesn't speak Welsh and start a conversation. Mm. Just to, you know, make it aware to them then that, you know, I can speak Welsh. Yeah. And if they wanted to speak in that language, their choice, then they can.
Mm. You've obviously spent a lot of time with Mencap Ceredigion over the years. How do you think people in the general population in Newcastle Emlyn and the other places that you have groups, how do you think they perceive people with a learning disability now?
It's a hard one. I'd like to say that they perceive them as anybody they'd walk past in the street and, you know, with not a care in the world, because it should be like that, you know. Mm. Everybody's equal.
Mm. What, is there any kind of, you mentioned walking 150 miles, is there any kind of really big thing that you'd like to try and do to raise money? Jumping out of planes, etc.
Myself, I would not do that. I would definitely find people to do that for my Mencap Ceredigion, though. We're talking, we'd like to do like a games day, you know, like have a field and.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the Olympics, like a sports day. Because I think then it includes everybody, everybody can get involved, have a good go at it, and raise a lot of money for Mencap.
What's been your proudest moment as a volunteer?
Ooh, I was very proud of my raising over £1,000, seeing as my target was £300 to begin with.
Ow.
And it just slowly kept creeping up. I'd say I was very proud of that. This year in our summer disco, I received the Corey Sharplin Award for volunteering.
Oh.
I was very proud of that too.
Who gives the award out?
Jan.
Mm.
Well, yeah, Louise and Peter, who is Corey's brother.
And who is Corey?
Corey used to volunteer with Mencap Ceredigion. Sadly died. But yeah, it was a very, very proud moment to receive that.
I bet. My next question might be sensitive. It might concern your future arrangements, but do you ever see yourself, obviously Jan, you are really heavily involved in Mencap Ceredigion, and there'll come a day where perhaps you're not. Do you think you may have a role in running Mencap Ceredigion one day?
Oh, I'd like to think I could. I mean, Jan's shoes are very big to fill. But no, I'd like to see it still going on. Definitely.
Do you, obviously I've met Dylan now, but are the other volunteers, are they younger people or?
We're all around about the same age. Carl is older and so is Anita. But we're all relatively the same age group.
Oh, that's good, because I know lots of Mencap groups that are volunteer led often struggle to get a new generation of people in to help things ticking along, but it sounds like Bangkok Cardigan. Jan, you've got that covered already.
I feel like we have so much fun that people would be silly to not volunteer with us.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about your volunteering with Bangkok Cardigan?
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.